All right, let's do a little Friday fun, and let's throw it back to Dan Paul Dingu.
You know, stammers are a part of things that happen on the air on this station, and I don't think there's any question that the unheralded king is Mike Reiner. Would we all agree?
Yeah.
Even Mike would probably agree.
I don't know
agree.
About that.
Nah, come on.
I don't know about that.
Let's listen
that.
To a couple examples of Mike.
That's their, you know, their...
Where what?
Spit it out.
Memorialized.
Good Lord.
Stuff going on this offseason with the new coaching changes, so we're getting after.
Well, how's that? What's that been like for you? Have you been involved in that and all?
A couple of good examples there.
Wait a minute. What? Was that to Romo?
Yeah.
Like, stuff going on this offseason with the new coaching changes, so we're getting after.
Well, how's that? What's that been like for you? Have you been involved in that and all?
It's early Romo and all.
And all.
And all.
Now, those are some good long stammers, but there's some kids in the minor leagues, Mike, that are making a giving you a run for your money in the stammer department. One of them is called Not Jack Kemp. And I don't know if this is necessarily a stammer. If it is, it's a really short one, and it's really hard to hear. But, man, when you isolate it, it's really funny. Here's the long version.
When we're on a tornado thing and there's a huge storm, I can't even get the local channel. Maybe that's because I'm on satellite.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's how they say you should keep a weather radio in your house, right?
Now you can barely hear it because Dan's kind of talking over it, but when you cut it up to where Dan's...
All right, wait. Play the whole one again.
Yeah, here's the whole one again. Listen for it.
Okay.
When we're on a tornado thing and there's a huge storm, I can't even get the local channel. Maybe that's because I'm on satellite.
Yeah. Say you should keep a weather radio in your house, right?
Now, hang on before you play the short. Doesn't that sound like Jake was looking at his phone while Dan was talking, and then like a black widow crawled over the top of his phone on his hand, and he went,
Yeah.
Listen.
Say you should keep a weather radio in your house.
It's now, very akin to the TC when he sounds like he's some sort of ISIS fighter.
I think it kind of sounds like Tom's.
Let's go take that.
A little bit of that.
Listen to it all by itself, though, with cutting out Dan.
How do you even replicate that?
Oh, that my
sounds
God.
Sounds like pure Tourette's.
All right, John.
Awesome.
So last Friday, Mike called in diarrhea, and Corby was on vacation, and I had to fill in with the aforementioned Jake, and we were on remote out at Fannin Tree Farm.
It's only Fannin Tree Farm.
And, man, I had a stammer that is unlike any that I've ever had before, and nobody noticed it at the time except me, because no one called it out, nobody said anything, that didn't stop the show down, but I knew the second it left my mouth, I was like, oh my God, I hope nobody picked that up, because if they do, it's going to be heard again. Well, a P1 did and emailed it to me, and see if you can pick out my wonderful stammer.
But yeah, he was drafted this year.
Yeah,
and went to he was a Horned Frog.
Yeah, I wonder.
So I don't know. What I'm curious about. How do you recruit somebody like that from a school so small? That?
Pretty much. Listen to it one more time.
Drafted this year.
Yeah.
And went to, he was a Horned Frog.
Yeah, I wonder.
So I don't know. What I'm curious about. How do you recruit?
Now,
that
listen.
Was like in,
go ahead.
I was going to say, that was like in the, when I had the Scott Baio after school moment. I knew.
Yeah.
I was very aware, and I'm like, please. No one call me out. Is it as bad as I think it actually was?
Listen to it isolated. It's 50 times worse.
I'm
That's so Mike.
You know, my favorite one though, still all time, because it was not just a stammer. It was more of a. And I'm speaking of the Sean Bass, Rick Carlisle.
Oh, my God.
Because that one was, it's not just a stammer, it's the fact that he was completely bullied.
Yeah. It's a panic stammer.
Yes. He had no other... His only recourse was to make sounds like that because he was so intimidated by the coach.
He'd asked such a long question to set up and thinking that Rick was going to give him some great answer, and all I get was, no.
Yeah, like Sean would have a little bit of breathing room to collect his thoughts.
Do you have that long version of that, Mino?
Yes, I think so. Let's see.
Yeah, because that was White Elephant Day, and I was doing tickers in there and jumping up and down whenever that happened. Because,
well,
you talk
about the depth on this team, and it seems like at the point, obviously winning 10 straight, you're in a good way, but it seems like guys are starting to, I guess, find comfort in their roles. Deshaun Stevenson, I think, has started 15, 16 straight games now. Sean Marion has been very productive off the bench. Jed is himself. Brendan Haywood has been, I would say, very good over the last handful of games. And do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now, I
no, I wouldn't know what that. Oh, man. All right, so
that's
we have
awesome.
One more piece of audio to play. This doesn't necessarily constitute a stammer, but Dan McDowell has always had this reputation of saying that or working in that noise that, and I've never heard him do that. It's kind of like an amplified caricature of his tone, right?
Right. Yes.
We've never really heard him stop down and just go, listen to this noise that Dan made in response to a question he was asked by Bob, and essentially this is just the answer to Bob's question.
And all those things falling into place, Jerry gets GM of the year.
Do you value GM of the year?
Well,
it's a media vote where they look at the standings at the end of the year and they write in a name.
That's his answer. Play it again.
And all those things falling into place, Jerry gets GM of the year.
Do you value GM of the year?
Well,
that was it. And then Bob, like, continued on. Listen to it by itself. It's such a... He sounds scared.
Oh, God.
Uncomfortable man sex.
And I'll tell you, the funniest thing I heard all week was the Norm Donnie thing.
Oh.
Dude, when... I'm telling you, Donnie sounds like a sick cat.
Cat, yeah.
Or a cat from the 1940s in a gangster movie.
Meow. Meow. I'm sure we have it somewhere.
Yeah, I know it exists.
It's somewhere.
Anyway.
It's on the ticket.
Let me hear the long version of Dan one more time, David.
And all those things falling into place, Jerry gets GM of the year.
Do you value GM of the year?
Well,
it's a media vote where they look at the standings at the end of the year and they write in a name.
Well,
do you value GM of the year?
Well,
All right, good stuff.
I love Dan. Oh, my God. All right, that's Friday fun.
All right, let's do our review of the movie that opens tonight, Rocket Man.